Hello, gentle listeners. I have a rather amusing story to share with you today. Well, I find it quite funny anyway. You may just think it's screwy, and I can't say I blame you. It may well indicate that I'm going un poco loco, or have already gone there. After all, my dad, who had a saying for everything when I was a sprog, used to tell me quite frequently, when God gave out brains, you thought he said trains, and yours left a long time ago. And sometimes, folks, I do not deny the veracity of this statement. But yes, it's story time, so sit back, relax, put your feet up, get yourself a cup of tea, and you'll find out why I'm laughing at that later. And enjoy the story, or else you're welcome to think that I'm muy loco if you're so inclined. A few of my friends tend to tease me and tell me that I have musical Tourette syndrome because I have this quirky habit of bursting into song at a moment's notice whenever the notion strikes me. Usually this happens whenever a certain song comes up in conversation or if I happen to have a song stuck in my head that refuses to vacate the premises. I also have this rather odd tendency to make up ad lib words to whatever song happens to crop up in conversation. Don't ask me why, I can't explain it. Gwenny, you got some splainin' to do. It's just part of who I am, part of the quirkiness that is me. Her quirkiness, Gwentlian. So this happened last night with some rather amusing results, and I thought I'd relate them because I think one or two of you might get a kick out of this. The rest of you will probably just think I'm nuts. Which is nothing new. But my story actually begins yesterday morning because I was telling a friend of mine at church about my problems in regards to insomnia and about how lack of sleep is beginning to make me very cranky. Yes, I'm turning from her quirkiness into her crankiness, and I don't know which one is better. Anyhow, my friend suggested that I try chamomile tea. Now, I have tried this so-called folk remedy in the past with little result, but she told me how chamomile tea really helped her through quite a severe patch of insomnia, actually. So she really encouraged me to give it another good shot, which I fully intend to do, because it just so happens that I have some chamomile tea on hand. Now, I have to explain before I go on that for some reason, I had the hymn Make Me a Channel of Your Peace stuck in my head all day yesterday. We do sometimes sing it at my church, however, we did not sing it yesterday. We did sing a gorgeous hymn called Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You, which is one of my favorite hymns of all time. It's a newer one. I think it first began appearing in the Presbyterian hymnal in 2004. But that's not the one that was stuck in my head. Oh, no. So, I was walking around my apartment last night, making myself a cup of that chamomile tea. And since I had Make Me a Channel of Your Peace stuck in my head, I started singing. And this is what popped out. Now, I have to try not to laugh when I sing this. It might be a lost cause. I wasn't laughing at the time, but now I can't help but see the funny side. So this is what popped out while I was walking around making tea. Make me a cup full of your tea. Where there are no hot drinks, please bring me some. Where there is no caffeine, we need it, Lord. For where there's tea, there's ever joy. Yeah, this is what happens to me quite frequently. So I was also hanging out on IF Mud at the time, and I told a couple of the friends there that I've made in the past few weeks about my propensity for making up words to tunes that are stuck in my head. And they're very tolerant, forbearing people, and they did not make fun of me, God bless them. I said something like, I don't think St. Francis would be very happy with me messing with the words to his hymn. And right when I said that, folks, my internet connection died. I kid you not. I got kicked off the mud. Now, I would ordinarily not find such an incident so amusing, but it was just the height of irony that it happened right when it did. My connection did come back after a while, I'm happy to say, otherwise I would not be here now. But when I logged back into IFMUD, someone said, "Yeah, I think you've been proven right. St. Francis is not very happy with you right now." Well, sorry about your luck, Franny. I should add, just as a brief addendum, that the one cup of chamomile tea I had last night didn't really seem to do any good, but I'll keep trying in case increased chamomile intake actually does the trick. You never know. Unless, of course, St. Francis prevents it.